Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports. We're poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Jim Sando, Revision Counseling Administrative Director. Welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800 306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And we are celebrating National Popcorn Day today. Popcorn, I like that. What do they call that, the black and white popcorn? It's no, I'm not being racist or any of that kind of stuff. Black and white, I think it's got some chocolate on there. It's got some white chocolate. I don't know what the heck it is. It just tastes good. And from an individual that has beaten anorexia, well, I will tell you that I do partake on a very, very regular basis. Moving right along, checking out the markets today. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 31 points, oil up 39 cents a barrel, and the U.S. 10-year Treasury, that's up at 2.48 as well. That's the yield, 2.48 on that 10-year Treasury. That is what drives the 30-year bonds for the mortgage market as well. Thinking about that one, Freddie Mac came out this morning, as they do every Thursday morning, unless it's a holiday. Their 30-year fixed rate loans, 4.09%, 0.5 point to get that, down ever so slightly from last week, and up from last year, 3.81. That is the 30-year fixed rate loans. That's part of that has to do with the fact weekly jobless claims fell by 15,000 last week to 234,000, lower than the estimates. The European Central Bank, think about this one. They left their key rate at zero, and the deposit rate, are you ready for this one? A negative 0.4%. Yeah, if you put your money in there, you're not going to get it all back. That's the charge they have for putting money there. Housing starts came at an annual rate of 1.226 million in December, topping the estimates. A lot going on. Holy cow, now you know what the news is, and that doesn't even talk about politics of the world and what's going on in Washington, D.C. with some of our elected officials, or what's going on right here in the state of confusion. Think about this one. You might have heard this, probably not, because in the state of confusion, a lot of people don't want to know the truth. You know, the truth really does.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
But here is the truth. $1.9 billion accounting error. $1.9 billion. They couldn't figure out what the costs were going to be. Now, is Medicare, Medi-Cal, is that something new in our state, in our country? They couldn't fit. They missed $1.9. I mean, I can understand, you know, missing by a little. It is an estimate. That's what budgets are, is forecasts. There are certain industries where they do say, well, you can't go over budget. I know that's not part of our government, whether it be the state or being the feds. Going over budget, it's just part of the game, isn't it? Yeah, I think you could run your household that way. How long could you do that? Unreal. But $1.9 billion. And did they decide to tell anybody? No. Why would they tell anybody about that? As one of the last times, we will ask the president what he has to say about this.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Yeah. Democrats here in California, I shouldn't say that. We might get in trouble for something like that. Unbelievable. The oversight, just a little oversight. What would have happened if they would have told anybody when they found out about this? Now, the year end for the state, I believe, is June 30th. And we're finding out about this. It was just released this past week. Yeah, I wonder why. Could there have been any motivation there for them not to tell us what this Medi-Cal error was? Yeah, maybe it has to do with the Unaffordable Care Act. Wonder what they're going to do with that one now. Speaking of doing with our friends in Hollywood, obviously you know that I do not broadcast from Hollywood. They wouldn't let me in. But think about this one. Vanity Fair is now reporting that 2016 the worst year in decades in Hollywood. Oh, I'm not supposed. Oh, I shouldn't have probably done that. Does anybody really care what Meryl Streep's politics are? I'm just saying. I mean, I don't know about you. I couldn't care less if she what she does. But the only thing that bothers me, and I was really, really glad to hear some of the commentary. I don't know how much of this commentary you might have caught from Toby Keith last night. Yeah, you got to love that one. Talk about an individual that says it like it is. Telling his colleagues or comrades, I guess I shouldn't use the term comrades. That might cause some different connotation. But those in Hollywood telling them that they need to look at between their feet and see if they can grow a pair. I don't know what he meant by that, but that was his commentary about all these people that are, in my opinion, anti-American. Now, I know there's the Michael Moores of the world, and then there's people like Cher and some of the others. But think about this. We thought before they were fools, or some of us did, didn't care about their politics. But now we know one other thing, because they've proven this isn't just a conservative radio host, because they told us they were going to leave the country, and none of them are doing it.
I got a bad feeling about this.
I'm thinking they might leave the country, but it doesn't look like they're going to do it. And then you've got a bunch, 58 senators now, or senators, I'm sorry, 58 congressmen who have said they're not going to go to the inauguration. Now, to me, I don't care whether you are American or you're Democrat or Republican, black, white, green. It is the office of the presidency. It is the Constitution. It is democracy. And it is an insult to America. Who cares about Donald Trump? Who cares about President Obama? You know, you wish them all well. And I will admit, I mean, I did get my Trump wine yesterday. It was delivered right during the broadcast, so we will be celebrating tomorrow. Maybe not on air, but maybe we will. But here's the concept. Is those Congress people are basically saying or respecting the institution, the country, and the people. Now, if that's what their desire is, so be it. Too bad their constituents don't care. Maxine Waters, I mean, I've never said anything other than I've ever believed in. And if you look at her district, how much has she done good for the district that she represents? Think of the concept. And then she tells us, well, I'm not going to go because I don't believe what the president is doing or what the president-elect is doing. Now, let me ask a very, very simple question. The number is getting close right now to about a million jobs that he's brought to the country. And he has not taken office. He cut $1 billion from the Air Force One expenditure, and he hasn't taken office. And they're looking at a new plane, I think it's $3 or $4 billion, and they just cut the pricing on that, and he hasn't taken office. I wonder what Miss Waters has done. Not a darn or Pocahontas. I shouldn't say that one either. Miss Warren in Massachusetts. What has she done? Now, to me, it seems like the stupidest question in the whole world to ask any politician, are you not going to raise the price of something by a dollar? Is that stupid? Is that just trying to back somebody in a corner? Think about that whole concept. Any of those cabinet officials that they've talked to, and by the way, they are double the amount of time in their examinations of what they were doing under the Obama administration and under the Bush administration. And it looks like even when the Democrats controlled both houses of Congress, they had seven candidates approved to go. And this was probably before Harry Reid was able to change the rules even. But they had seven cabinet appointees ready to go on day one. So far, less than 24 hours from the inauguration, they have zero. And it's expected it might be one or two. Now, do you think it's the Republicans that are holding this up? Probably not. You probably know better than that, right?
You don't know better than that.
Absolutely. Just watch what's going on. And they talk about the Republicans that don't want to do anything, lack of respect. Unbelievable watching this whole thing. We're going to talk more about this, as you know. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, dealing with at-risk youth. Are there solutions? Maybe we can find some. Maybe we can share some information. Will housing affordability be a challenge in 2017? How to retire early? We'll talk about it. I've got a five-step plan for you. And reasons so many people will go broke in retirement. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our house.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. I'm real estate segment today being brought to you by Processing for a Cause. Great organization. Have you checked them out yet? If you have a small business, even a large business, you've got a great service. They will meet or beat any credit card processing services that you have. I think they've missed one, like it was Walmart. They weren't able to beat the prices that Walmart had. But for the most part, they'll meet or beat anybody that does credit card processing. And on top of that, they're going to give 20% of whatever the processing fees are goes to the nonprofit organization of your choice. How do you go wrong? If they can't save you any money, they're going to give $500 to the nonprofit organization of your choice. Even better, think about them when next time, if you're thinking about doing credit cards or taking credit cards, just a thought for you. Will housing affordability be a challenge in 2017? Some industry experts are saying the housing market may be headed for a slowdown based on rising home prices and a jump in mortgage interest rates. One of the data points they're using is the Housing Affordability Index reported by the National Association of Realtors. Basically, a value of 100 means a family earning the median income earns enough to qualify for a mortgage on a median-priced home based on the price and mortgage interest rates at the time. Anything above 100 means the family has more than enough to qualify. I'm going to share with you that in almost every part of the country, I think there's maybe two demographic areas or metropolitan areas where it's not cheaper to buy a home than it is to rent a home. Yes, I am talking about Orange County, California. You can do it. I am talking about San Diego. Riverside, Inland Empire, not a problem at all. And contrary, as I was sharing with you yesterday, to what some of the hosts on other radio programs are saying, get involved in real estate as soon as you can. Because number one, I'm going to share this on some social media channels. Rents have skyrocketed since 1988. And it's not going to change anytime soon. And mortgage interest rates have to go back up to the norm of a 6.5% to 7%. When? I don't know. But it's going to happen. That's where it's been for decades until the last 10 years. But think about this. If you get in right now, even if interest rates, I think I shared with you earlier today, 4.09 is the Freddie Mac rate, probably less than what your parents or grandparents paid for their first homes. Just a thought for you. Again, that's the real-time real estate segment brought to you by Processing for a Cause. Speaking about for a cause, Jim Sando is with us talking revision counseling. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you with us. What is revision counseling?
Revision is an organization that's designed to help at-risk youth and their families. And I'm talking about teens who suffer from either substance abuse problems or mental health issues.
Interesting. And just from my own watching and as a consumer advocate, it's not necessarily just something that's related to the lower income demographics. This is all over.
If you look at the statistics for the Orange County, for example, they report by school district, and you'll find that the highest drug usage occur in the high income areas, not in the low income areas.
Very interesting, because I know years ago, and I don't know what the stats are now. I'm fairly close to Canyon High School, and it used to be Canyon High School was one of the worst that there was. And the logic behind it made total sense. Mom and dad are both working very, very hard. They leave a $100 bill on the counter and go to work and say, "We'll see you later, Johnny." And what's Johnny going to do with a $100 bill every day? Right? Get into mischief. So it becomes easier for them maybe to get into some of the things they shouldn't be getting into.
Well, and you have a very high use of prescription drugs in high-income families, and prescription drugs is really one of the biggest problems for teens. They have access to it by opening a medicine cabinet. They sell pills for a lot more than their parents paid for them.
That's not another issue. I mean, we're really medicating a combination of legally and illegally, you know, it's to such a high degree now. I don't know. When we were kids, I remember they used to just tell us Ritalin wasn't as prevalent then. And the common comment was, well, he's a bad kid. And, you know, you and I have a mutual friend who frequently, he's on the broadcast with me a lot. And he comes in and says, well, you know something, the drugs can solve the symptom or the result. They don't solve the problem. How do we get to that point?
Well, see, the problem is that most of the organizations out there working with teens are working on behavior, trying to change the behavior of the teen, and that doesn't really solve the root cause. And that's one of the things that makes it different is we try and figure out what is it that's causing the kid to have problems, whether it's anxiety, depression, or substance abuse. And how do we get to the point where they don't feel the need to self-medicate or they don't have the concerns that they had and address the root causes?
So as a parent, what can we be looking for? Because a lot of times we hear that the parents have no clue. They didn't know that their kids were using up all the drugs in the house. Maybe they didn't realize that the prescription bottle was going down a little quicker than it should, or the Kettle One bottle was empty a little more frequently than it should be. What are some of the signs as a parent that we can use? Is there something that's basic?
Well, there's a whole bunch of signs, and you can Google that anywhere. You can go onto our website, revisioncounseling.org, and find that sort of thing. But my experience is that even though you think you may be watching it, you're oftentimes not qualified to do that. You know, we pay a lot of money for technicians to fix our PCs and technicians to fix our cars, but when it comes to our children, we don't want to spend any money. And I just wonder where our priorities are as a society.
And, you know, the irony of what you're saying, I mean, it makes so much sense. There's no classes for that, right? I mean, we can go to a class, you know, Apple has a program, $100 a year, and you can go to any, get trained as much as you want. Right? There's not, I can't even spend $100 to find some place to go teach me to be a parent.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, we had an issue with our younger son about 15 years ago. And we took him in for therapy, and they said, well, your son is suffering from severe clinical depression. Now, my wife has got a teaching credential in working with severely emotionally disturbed children, and we could not see any indications that our own son was suffering. I mean, how mind-blowing is that? So really, you know, if parents have to encourage them to visit some local mental health professional, some organization, the assessments that we do, for example, are free. Come in and have an assessment done and determine whether what's going on.
And is that when you talk about the free assessment, is that of the child or is there a place? One of the things, I mean, I've got a special needs child. One of the things that we have found is the only source that we've been able to find a good source of knowledge is parents who have walked the walk before us. Because it's not, there's not billboards that say, come here to get educated. Is there some place that you know of that a parent or that you can actually go for that? Or is it just, parents.
Well, it's a lot of it is parents helping parents, to be honest with you, because I mean, you can sit and read everything you want to read, but when you try and apply it to your own child, you know, first of all, you have to know how to interpret, you have to know what's normal versus abnormal behavior. You have to assume that your child is telling the truth, which they may not be doing.
Sure.
So our assessments consist of about an hour of talking with the teen and about an hour of talking with the parents before we can come up with any sort of idea of what we should be doing, if they need help or not.
So is it something that's affordable, or is it something that insurance covers? How does somebody afford or know that they – I mean, obviously, you have to figure it out.
Absolutely. And the vast majority of our clients have insurance to cover, you know, everything but the copay. But in addition to those people who have insurance, we have those who don't have insurance. And some of our clients are private pay, but we have, because we're a nonprofit organization and we have solicited funds, we have scholarship funds available for families who can't afford. And we also have a sliding scale based on income so that we can make, counseling affordable for even those who otherwise wouldn't be able to afford it.
I mean, I love talking to organizations like yours, just because, you know, there's, when we put programs like this into the private sector, somehow we're able to find out how to make it work. Right. And obviously, the clinicians that are working with you, they have families, I'm assuming. They have to feed their families. But they've got this mission. And, you know, I love when you say that, you know, you find a way to make it work. Right. There's people that can't afford it. So they do. There's people that can't afford it, but they still get served.
Well, we can't turn to a family and say, look, your child is suffering from severe depression. Goodbye. We don't have any time for you because you can't afford it. That just doesn't fit within our mission as a nonprofit organization. We can't do it.
And thank goodness it doesn't fit within the mission of being humans, right? I mean, that's the organizations are all great. You know, I think as a society, if we started doing that more and more, looking at that mission to serve, Larry Broughton comes on here on a regular basis and talks about everybody should have to serve. Not maybe necessarily like he did as an Army Ranger, but, you know, there's a million causes that we can help out our fellow citizens and make this world a better place. I shouldn't say make America great again, but I will. What the heck? You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, more with Jim Sando, Revision Counseling, helping the youth. Wonder what we're going to find out a little bit more about who we can help, how we can help. We'll chat about that. Who is the target market that we're looking at? We're going to talk about that. Also, how to retire early, a 5-step plan, 12 reasons you will go broke in retirement. Thanks. That doesn't sound very exciting, does it? You can reach us anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs, the products available for you. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch with them. Five-step plan to retire early. I guess I got to tell you how to retire early, and then I'll tell you the reason so many people go broke. How much do I need to save? It kind of depends on your lifestyle and what you want to do with it. Remember that 30 years in retirement means that you're probably going to need double what your income is the day that you retire, right? That's what you're going to need every year. Think about taking 4 to 5% no more out of whatever your principal is every year. If you've talked to our friend Al Manfrey and he's got you set up on one of his programs there, well, last 30 years, they've earned 7% safe and secure. And they're going to show you how to do that without a tax liability. Think about those concepts. Get the plan going early. How do I invest? Remember, the IRA means government gets more money. I should come up with a real acronym for that. But when you put money into the IRA, that means the government gets more of your money. If you want to do that, if you'd like to, that's a solution for you. The 401k, only put money in the 401k to the extent of the match. Then, again, there are other products that will get you similar return, equal tax treatment, maybe even better tax treatment. I like the better idea. And get you on the road much sooner. Don't use the online services, the brokers. Think about this. There are people out there, probably anybody that's successful on Wall Street, that's working 10, 12, 14, maybe more hours every single day, getting themselves educated on managing money. Yet the average American thinks that they can manage their own money in 15 minutes a year. That's when they review their portfolio and their allocations on their 401k and on their IRA. And then what do they do to figure out what they should invest in? They said, well, last year, small cap growth grew. And I don't know which one grew last year, which sector. So I'm going to put all my money into that this year. And if you look at a scattergram, they don't generally have the same items, don't follow each other. So then you find out you underperform the market. Get professional guidance. Housing costs in retirement. You know me, I do not believe in having a paid-off house. It is a horrible, horrible investment, and it is very, very high risk. So you don't want to do that. But maybe if you talk about the reverse mortgage, there's a lot of great solutions there. Or keep on taking the equity out of your property, put it into a safe, secure investment. And we've done the broadcast. If you want to look back in some of the archives, how to retire on $18,000 a month with no 401k, no IRA, and a mortgage. Number four, you've got to deal with health care. You want Medicare? We know the Unaffordable Care Act is probably going to go away. Hasn't been very affordable for most people anyway, but manage it. Think about this. If you have enough money, you can go to the concierge doctors. They're probably the ones that don't have to follow the rules of the insurance companies. You might get better care there. And number five is the biggie, manage your taxes. Now, again, the reverse mortgage allows you to manage your taxes when you get into that age 70 and a half required minimum distribution area. Think about that. Most people don't even think about managing your taxes with a debt vehicle. Kind of odd, isn't it? Well, if you want more information on it, come visit us this weekend, the High Trust Senior Symposium. It's going to be at the Embassy Suite. There are still a few seats left. Text HTSS. I use the acronym because I couldn't spell High Trust Senior Symposium. So just use the acronym HTSS. Text that to 79564. Or you can go to the website, MBELinks, MaryBoyEdwardLinks.com /HTSS. Come visit us at the symposium. There will be all kinds of folks. They're giving us great information. It's not where we're looking to sell you anything. In fact, it's free. Continental breakfast is free. The virtual gift bag is free. The drawing at the end is free. The information is invaluable. We're going to have a sergeant from the Anaheim Police Department talking about scams against seniors, all the way to a trust attorney, an elder law attorney. Think about that, an attorney that you can go and listen to for a period of time at no charge. Novel thought. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Continue our conversation. Jim Sando, Revisions Administrative Director, is with us. So, Jim, what kind of a success? We're talking about at-use risk. Easy for me to say. At-risk youth this morning. Easy. Let's get there. What kind of success rate do you see with the folks that are coming in and working with your team?
Well, revision is really too new because in order to have a success rate, you measure whether people have not needed medical care a year after they've left.
Okay.
So we don't have our own success rate, but I think it's safe to use the success rate that our clinical director has, because he's been in this industry for 30 years doing this sort of thing. And at the last place where he worked, he had an 80 to 85% success rate. And that means nobody required medical attention, or 85% of his clients did not require medical attention for up to a year after they left this program. And he believes that we can increase that to about 90% by some tweaks to the program that he wasn't able to do at his last company. So
that's a great success rate.
Yeah, we're really happy about that.
And I know from acquaintances and friends of mine that sometimes, you know, that 1 year period, that's a great benchmark. But sometimes we have to make sure we can get through tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Right?
Getting through tomorrow is the hardest part. And what I think a lot of people don't understand is they think, well, this is a teenager, they'll outgrow it. You know, most people who have addict problems or mental health issues started when they were 13, 14, 15 years old. In fact, if you look at the diagnosis rate of mental health issues, what was it? The proportion of youth reporting that they feel anxious or depressed has doubled in the last 30 years. The prevalence of teens who reported a major depressive episode increased 37% in the last 9 years. More than 3 million adolescents, 12 to 17, reported one major depressive episode in the last year. 30% of high school students reporting prolonged feelings of hopelessness and sadness. This affects people's lives, their ability to function properly, and their ability to develop. Because this is a high, you know, when your development is really happening.
Well, there's a lot of stress in life. I mean, not only do we have the when we watch our political leaders, our government leaders, they're not really giving us a whole lot of hope. There's a lot of animosity there, which is not good, regardless of which side of the table you're at. Then we start looking at, okay, we want to make sure that we can buy a house. Well, the teenagers, mom and dad went through 8 years ago in the Great Recession, so that can bring on some stress. I don't want to go through what mom and dad went through. So, and then now they're looking at themselves and saying, what does it take for me to get into a good school, a college? Because everybody says, you know, we've trained our kids that if you don't go to college, you're not going to make anything of yourself, which is, in my opinion, horrible.
You're right.
Because I know a lot of plumbers that do really well, and they don't need a college degree,
yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
When you and I were younger, we went to trade schools, or there were trade schools available for people, and we need those people in trade, right? I mean, so we can give a little bit of hope to people if we can educate them properly.
Well, and on top of that, I've, you know, visited with a lot of high school counselors and high school administrators in the area, and they say that these teens are feeling intense pressure to be academically successful, athletically successful, and they're not quite sure how to do that, and their fear becomes significant and impairs their ability to grow. And if you don't deal with it when it's young, it just makes it so much more difficult. You know, the reason I got involved in this is I had a friend who had over a 40-year history of drug abuse. And finally, after talking to a therapist, he began to realize that his problems stemmed from his infancy, from being very young. But he just thought he was a bad person. And so he used for 40 years. Just think of 40 years of wreckage, illegitimate children, broken marriages, kids who weren't handled correctly. You know, his daughter is an addict. And if he'd caught it when he was young, and he had the problem when he was young, if he'd caught it when he was young, there wouldn't have been all those years of pain and agony going with all the other people affected.
Well, I love the idea. One of the other things I think is just the name of your organization, right? Because one of the things that you know, maybe from my generation, you looked and you said, somebody that went to a therapist, there was something wrong with them. They had a stigma about that. And the idea of not having that in your, even in your company name, somebody walking up to your facility would have no idea, if somebody was driving by, what they're going for.
Well, we want people to feel comfortable. Confidentiality is a very high part of our success rate. You know, we actually are so strong on confidentiality that unless the teen gives us permission, we cannot tell the parent what's going on. But in addition to teen therapy, we have family therapy. In addition to family therapy, we've got group therapy. There are teen groups, and we have parent groups. We have parents who get together and talk to each other about what's working and what's not working, and trying to work with their family, with their own families, so they can learn from each other. Those are the kinds of programs that make something successful.
And having so many years on with your organization, as far as maybe not your people, so to speak, behind the organization, I think is a great, great asset to helping the community. We're going to have to chat about one of the things that, in my opinion, our state went maybe the wrong way on, but we'll see about it when we come back. Marijuana use, how's that going to affect our youth? We'll chat about that. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We will also chat about reasons people go broke in retirement. And we talked about how to make it work. We'll talk about how people are not making it work. We'll probably won't get through all of them, but we'll start the conversation at least. Reach us anytime. Our offer number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the Word on Wealth segment being brought to you today by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. You have a, if you're 62 years of age or older and you have equity in your property, a reverse mortgage could be very, very good for you. I'm not saying it's good for everybody. And contrary to popular belief, it does not cost a lot of money. And you're not giving up anything in property other than a lien on the property, just like any other mortgage might be. It's that the other rumors or myths went out of style about 30 years ago, something along those lines. Just a thought right there. Reasons you're going to go broke in retirement is the subject of today's Word on Wealth segment. Why in the world would you even think about going? We don't want to do that, but we just don't understand that people go, they abandon the stock market completely. Now, again, I don't want you to be investing yourself. It's a long-term process. But when you think about what the 10-year treasury is yielding, and I think I shared with you earlier today, it's right around, I haven't looked at it in about an hour or so, but right around 2.4%. And you're going to take 4% out of your investment on an annual basis, becomes a little bit challenging, right? You're going the wrong way. Now, if you talk to Alan, you're getting 7%, you take 2 and you want to live on 4, you never run out of money ever. But people aren't all doing that. You need some stocks, you need somebody to manage it. The other area that can cause you problems is if you put too much in stocks. I would say always have a couple of years worth of liquidity in something like that 10-year treasury so that you're selling stock when you want to instead of when you have to. Unfortunately, our medical community, they've done a great job, maybe not unfortunately, our medical community has done a great job of keeping us alive. Now, they can't guarantee quality of life. So sometimes we're planning on 5 years in retirement. Now we got to look at 30 years in retirement. Sometimes people are spending too much money, or you rely on a single source of income. Average Social Security check, $1,300. Can you live on that? Sometimes you can't work. Maybe you need assisted living. Maybe you need someone to help you with living. You get sick. We don't have any reservations for that. You tap the wrong retirement accounts. You don't think about taxes. Maybe you have to help the kids a little bit. All of these underinsured, if you thought about that one, the Unaffordable Care Act, you get scammed. Yeah, that's a big one for our seniors. All reasons why people go broke in retirement. I'm going to suggest again, come visit us at the High Trust Senior Symposium this weekend. We are going to have a representative from the Anaheim Police Department there sharing scams against seniors. And then we're going to have an elder law attorney talking about some solutions and ways to protect yourself. Again, it's all free. Text HTSS to 79564 or go to the website mbelinks.com/HTSS. That is the Word on Wealth segment brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Continuing our conversation this morning, Jim Sando, Revision Counseling, is with us. We're having a nice chat this morning figuring out youth, at-risk youth. How do we help them? How do we identify it? And I'm going to suggest just my personal opinion. I am not the expert, but I think that many of us in California voted in November to create another problem, marijuana use. I know I talked to the sheriff of Orange County, and she gave us some statistics. You can go back and look at the broadcast. I think it was October last year of what's happening in other states where they have legalized marijuana. Jim, what do you think? Are we going to, is that going to bring some problems, or is it not, is it going to be an ambivalent situation for our youth?
Well, based on past experiences in other states that have legalized, I think we can say that we're going to increase our problems, because what happened is the data shows that the legalization changed kids' perceptions of the danger. And in fact, the perception of marijuana as harmless was reduced by 14 and 16% among 8th and 10th graders in the past month, and in use increased by 2 to 4% in just in Washington state alone. And this is a study that was conducted by UC Davis and Columbia University. So you can see that when kids see that it's legal, they say, well, this is dangerous, therefore I can use it. And unfortunately, the young mind is still growing and developing. And when you start impairing that development, it has lifetime implications.
And When you talk about it, I love the idea that you cited that it's UC Davis and Columbia University. We know most universities in the country are fairly liberal. It's pretty much, I mean, they just tell you that. So they're going to come out from a standpoint of saying they have a bias towards the utilization and legalization. And then they come out and tell us that, well, you know, we're seeing that it's increasing the issues. The other thing that the sheriff told me, and I don't know what your sites are, there's a lot more people going to the emergency rooms with the use of marijuana because they don't know what's in it. They don't know how to regulate themselves. I don't know if you're seeing that. And the gateway issue of it. So, unfortunately, I think it might be good for business for you.
Well, unfortunately, I think you're right. You know, with the recent legalization of marijuana in California, there's been an increased focus on the impact that this legislation will have on adolescents. And the state's created a blue ribbon commission headed by Lieutenant Governor Newsom. That's an interesting one. Also, there's been much discussion about the need for early intervention and resources focused on adolescents. Cannabis is presently the most widely used illicit substance in the United States. The National Survey of Drug Use and Health shows marijuana use increased to 7.5% for 12-year-olds and older, and this was up from 6.2% in 2002. And they also found that marijuana findings show that 19.8 million people were current past month users in 2013, making it the most most heavily used illicit drug. And it's still illegal for teens. It's not legal for teens.
Right, and there is still some question whether it's illegal or legal or illegal, because there is conflicting policy between the states and the federal.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's a shame because one of the other things that I saw with marijuana that the sheriff shared is there are rules and regulations on advertising of cigarettes on youth programming, but not for marijuana. So you wonder why the 12-year-olds are starting to use it. Maybe it's because of the advertising.
Well, if you take a look at adults who have had addictive behaviors, you'll find that almost invariably those addictive behaviors started when they were 13 and 14 years old. Most people don't understand that. They think, you know, well, suddenly this problem occurred when somebody turned 22 or 23.
Interesting.
Because they were really good at hiding it at 13 and 14 years old. And the better they were at hiding it, the better they are learning to manipulate perceptions of people about themselves. And that's unhealthy as well.
So as a parent, how do I know if my child has a problem or if what he or she is experiencing is normal?
Well, I really have to suggest that people get professional help. I don't think a regular parent knows how, you know, what's the difference between being sad and being emotionally, you know, upset for a day or two and having severe depression. I mentioned earlier, my son was suffering at the age of, I think it was 16, 17 from depression. And I said, how can that be? He laughs, he has fun, he's having a good time. I don't think as lay persons, we know how to distinguish what's normal and abnormal. And that's why I think that it doesn't hurt to get the professional opinion.
It's a great idea. I mean, I've known 3, 4, 5 people who have had the ultimate of depression and taking their own lives. And the survivors end up saying, you know, what did we miss? How do we miss it? And I couldn't imagine anything in my life that could be worse than a parent who's gone through that with their own child. So you say, okay, well, do I want to go through the stigma of walking into a center that might help or having to walk into a mortuary? Right? I mean, it is what it is. I can't soft soap it. Get professional guidance. Where is Revision located? How do we learn more?
Revision is located right near the corner of Santa Ana Canyon Road and Imperial Highway. We're located on 136 South Imperial Highway, right adjacent to the Canyon High School campus. And our website is revisioncounseling.org, not revisioncounseling.com because we're a nonprofit, revisioncounseling.org. And people can get more information on us from our website as well.
Great. We'll put a link on this broadcast and on our Facebook and social media channels so that you can get a hold of our friends over at Revision Counseling. Great show today. And as always, we ask, please set that radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.